as
God
intended.
Let's go.
Welcome to Looking for Healing Talk Radio, where pharmaceuticals are not medicine, but love always is. I'm your host, Nicola Burnett, holistic dietitian, functional medicine practitioner, and proprietor of Back to Balance Wellness Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. I thank all of you in the listening audience for joining me today. Looking for Healing is a very exciting show where you can learn from experts in the practice of natural medicine. Combined, the four show hosts possess more than 100 years of clinical experience as professional healers and includes myself, Nicola Burnett, Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. Brian Artis, and Dr. Jana Schmidt. If you're into all things natural when it comes to health and healing, then stick with us. I promise you this is the show for you. I'm super grateful to have the opportunity to share and educate and expand the minds of others on the topic of natural healing, which is a topic that has seemingly gotten lost as the primary way of healing. I invite you to share the links and to tell all your like-minded friends and family that they can find us live every week on America Out Loud Talk Radio at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and via recorded podcasts at AmericaOutloud.com, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora Networks, and via America Out Loud phone apps downloaded from Apple, Android, and Alexa. And I'd like to take a moment to thank the sponsors of our show. Global Healing is one of our sponsors. They're a fantastic company. They're a family-owned company, and they've been around since 1988. Their products are developed using cutting-edge manufacturing processes and the best ingredients nature has to offer. They work with small organic farmers and producers to offer pure, fresh ingredients. And I also want to give a shout out to our other sponsor, the Energetic Health Institute. It's a great school for learning all things healing and holistic, and they teach you how to think, not what to think. And Global Healing is offering a generous 15% off your first purchase as a thank you to our faithful listening audience of Looking for Healing Radio. So if you do go and shop at Global Healing, which I'm sure all of you already have, but if you're new to this show and you're going to be shopping for the first time, use the discount code of OUTLOUD when placing your order. That's OUTLOUD. Okay, so we're going to get into our show, and I'm going to continue on with the series that I started last week. This will be the second segment of what I'm calling the Body Talk series. And this series is an attempt to explain in detail what is holistic healing, what is involved, what do I need to know, what should I be prepared for, all of those things. And holistic healing is not woo-woo. It is not an alternative to Western medicine. It is actually the only way or means to achieve real permanent healing. It's based in truth. And truth as in God's law or laws of the universe or natural laws, however you want to understand that, for that is the only place where truth is held. And this program is to provide grounding into the technical aspects of healing and what is involved from a very common sense understanding. My intention is to remove any perceptions of it being woo-woo or considering it to be thought of as alternative. For if you continue to view it as alternative, you continue to perpetuate the division the dark energies want you to create. I get clients walking in all the time, and sometimes I have clients who feel that they're very, very, you know, on the cutting edge of natural medicine. They know what it is. They almost kind of roll their eyes when I'm mentioning some things to them. I might talk about a liver cleanse or something, quite basic. But I'll tell you, when they get involved into the program, if I had the proverbial saying, if I had a dime or a dollar for every single time a client has said this statement to me, which I'm about to repeat in just a moment, or I should say state in just a moment, that wow, I really thought I knew what holistic healing was. They thought it was about probiotics and doing liver cleansing and I don't know, putting vinegar in their hair. And those things are all great, but there is a real intense science to holistic healing. And it's something you have to study. It's a lot to learn. And I would say that as the time goes on, being in this industry for 30 years now, or actually, I think it's a little bit more, but anyways, it's been a long time. There's still always more to incorporate and more to learn. And when we complete, just as an example of this not being woo-woo, when we complete whole body scanning, which is what we do at our center, we get to see the measurements of the biochemistry pathways in every single organ system. And science is the language that is being used in the analysis of these body systems. It's quite technical. It's a quite technical process, and it's very matter of fact. And I think a lot of people don't understand that about holistic healing. So, people oftentimes, as I mentioned, feel that they're very familiar and know what holistic healing is. If they did, I wouldn't bother doing this series. So, once again, my interest is to take the time to provide lots of detail as to what you will be coming face to face with in holistic healing if you're working with a knowledgeable practitioner. These things that I'm talking about are things you will come to understand and will need to open your mind to. So, what are some of those things? Well, we mentioned some of them in the first episode. Or the first last week's show on beginning the series. And I'm going to continue talking about those today. So, one of the first things that you really need to digest and feel in your soul and in your bones, health is our divine birthright. This is absolute nonsense to walk around decrepit, deteriorating, limited. It's just so, it's such nonsense and it's unnecessary. And if you just make the conscious choice, which is what I did, that health is your divine birthright, and come hell or high water, as the expression goes, go after that and seek that. Because whatever you put out into the universe is what comes out. And I'll tell you, the only reason I sit in this position that I'm in today with a center, helping a lot of clients, having a podcast that's, quite well known and popular, the only reason for any of this is not because I hold a degree. It's not because of a lot of things. It's because I consciously dug my heels in and chose health as my divine birthright. And you might have heard me say this many times on past broadcasts, that the one thing that you never want to say to me and that I don't respond well to is no. No, it can't be done. No, that's not possible. If I had believed any of the people who had told me that along the way, I promise you, assure you, I would not be where I am today. So, another principle. The body is designed, it's built into the design, folks, to operate perfectly and seamlessly. And I'll tell you, being healthy is a very non-eventful state. It's almost boring. It isn't boring, but boring in the sense that everything works as it should. You go to bed at night, your head hits the pillow, you're out within minutes. and you don't wake up until you're supposed to 8 hours later, and you just open your eyes and you're raring and ready to go. And you get out of bed and you're not having trouble standing up or walking or having stomach issues or dealing with insomnia or waking up 5 times during the night. This is not normal. It's not normal. And so when things work right, it's just you don't really think about your health. You just move through life and you don't really have to worry about anything because there's nothing holding you back or stopping you with your cognitive function, with your physical performance, with your sleep cycles, with your digestion. Everything just works. And that's what I mean when I say it's kind of boring. And another principle, only when the body is used improperly will it not perform perfectly. I am going to say that again because it's the most important thing you're probably going to hear in this hour. Only when the body is used improperly will it not perform perfectly. So, what is using the body improperly? Well, filling it with garbage, filling it with fast food, frozen food, Frankenfood, sitting on the couch for hours and not moving, drinking too much alcohol. These things are not what we're supposed to be doing. And if you do them, it will catch up with you and the body will not perform perfectly. And the second thing I'm going to say and repeat is everything we are is a direct result of everything we have done. And I'm going to say that again because these are really important. If this is the only 2 things you get from this entire broadcast, I am happy. Everything we are is a direct result of everything we have done. So those are 2 really important things to take in and to consider and to take stock about what you've done and what you're doing and what you're going to do, and maybe have a second thought about doing those things. We are born into a body that was given the ability to heal ourselves. It's programmed into us. And this is why oftentimes you'll hear people refer to the body as their avatar or this avatar that I came in as. And I always refer to the body as the eighth wonder of the world. And I refer to it as that for this reason. It's astounding what the body does and that we can heal ourselves. We would be in much worse shape on this planet, and we're in pretty bad shape, in my opinion, in a lot of ways, psychologically, physically, emotionally, spiritually. We're in a lot of crisis. And so the fact that we have the ability to heal ourselves is really a miracle. And it's for this reason I always refer to the body as the eighth wonder of the world. And when I sat down and when I got out of school and was young and naive, and I got into Western medicine with a, heart's intention to help, and realized that it was the opposite. It's the dark forces and the dark energies that have put all of those protocols in place, and they harm and they hurt. I had to move away. I had to move myself away. I thought there's got to be something better. And I just sat and I analyzed all of the biochemistry and the technicalities, just the in sci from a science perspective and a chemistry, biochemistry perspective of how are they doing this harm? How is this harm being created? And once you understand that, you understand that you can use science as like a language, or biochemistry is a language. And you can use it to harm somebody, or you can use it to heal somebody. And so I just chose to cut my ties and go in the other direction and use it to heal. Very, very simple. The body is a miraculous computer and it functions like an electrical circuit. So disease is the imbalance of electrical energy. The simplest way to describe it is that. So too much or too little energy in the body manifests itself as muscle weakness. So when one organ is not working as it should, it puts stress on all the other organs. It's very, very simple how this works. And then oftentimes we'll get some kind of pain or discomfort. And that shows up when this stress in the organs is continued and it goes on and on and on and on, which means we have this imbalance of electrical energy. And pain just indicates that we're out of sync with the natural order. And the function, or I might even say the gift that pain gives us, is to inform us that we're failing to adapt to our environment. So what is health? I would like to, what we're working on right now is a restructuring of your consciousness, of how you need to perceive and receive and understand what is health. Because if you don't understand what health is, you don't understand what you're reaching for and what you're aspiring for or moving towards. And again, that's why I'm taking the time to have this conversation and explain these concepts. Health is not the absence of disease. You need to take that out of your mind and throw it in the garbage forever. Health, the definition of health, is the body's ability to adapt to the environment. This is the new understanding we need to bring in and connect with. So throw out the old, that concept of disease, which creates a lot of separation again and distance, and you need to bring in the idea that it's the body's ability to adapt to the environment. So stop your conscious imprinting of chasing symptoms and then suppressing them with a prescription. The only thing that happens with pharmaceuticals is that you sedate and deaden inflamed nerves and tissues, which results in the issue becoming chronic. So what is the solution? You have to stop ignoring nature's warning signals, and pain is one of those signals. I promise you, treatment of a symptom will never resolve the root cause. And furthermore, it will create a number of other issues. That is a fact. And I need to run to a quick break here, but when I come back, I'm going to explain some real clear down-to-earth examples of exactly what I mean when I say that. I don't like throwing a statement out and then not giving you a real clear idea that you can really relate to of what does that mean. I don't like it to be subjective or general. I like it to be very clear. So we're going to run to a quick break, or I should say, I'm going to run to a quick break. So sit tight and we will be right back.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Clean, pure, with premium ingredients, Global Healing's Pure Plant Protein offers 20 grams of protein per scoop, and it's a perfect way to maintain and build lean muscle while indulging yourself. It combines enzymes and probiotics to maximize nutrient absorption, improving digestion and your gut health. Available in vanilla and chocolate flavors, elevate your protein consumption while supporting your overall wellness with Pure Plant Protein. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
This is Nicola Burnett, coming back from our short break on Looking for Healing Talk Radio. And real quick, I just want to mention that if you're not able to catch any of our shows live, just know that all of the shows go to podcast typically a day or two after the live broadcast is complete. You can listen to any of the podcasts on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, iHeart Podcast, or America Out Loud, and many more. If you like what you're hearing, make sure to subscribe and rate the show for us. Okay, so we're moving into the second segment, and I just left off in the first segment talking about how the treatment of a symptom will never resolve the root cause, and the only way to heal is to resolve the root cause. And I had mentioned that, furthermore, creating a number of other issues is what will happen if you just keep ignoring and suppressing the issue, right? Nature's warning signals. So let's take an example of a hip replacement. Well, the hip is the largest joint in the body, number one. And what happens is you'll have maybe, or maybe somebody in the listening audience has had the experience of going to a physician and maybe getting some kind of a testing done. And they'll come back and say, oh, I had some x-rays done and my hip is bone on bone. Well, that's not, and I have to have a surgery. That's not exactly what's going on. So what caused this in the first place? So let's talk about the surgery versus let's talk about the root cause. Well, let's talk about the root cause first. If somebody is mineral deficient, and gosh, I've said this so many times on, I think every single program that I do, I will mention this, that the food supply is incredibly deficient in nutrients. And minerals are one of those nutrients that it's deficient in. And when you're deficient in minerals, that is a state that the body cannot continue to create life with and growth. And so the body will start to rob your own tissues to extract minerals. So there's a rob Peter to pay Paul going on. And when it does that, when it's breaking down your skeleton, because calcium is the primary mineral in the entire body, that as you're tearing down the skeleton, there's a lot of this calcium that is released into the system. And so much gets released, if this goes on for decades, that it becomes a toxic waste problem in the body. And the body has to do something about it. It can't just continue to allow this spillage, this excessive spillage of this calcified waste into the body. And so it will pick it up and do things with it. And one of the things that it will do is it will start to lodge a lot of this calcium, which looks like other crystals or sand, into the hip joint. It'll do it in all the joints, but the hip joint is one that's, one of the first choices because it's such a large joint. So it's kind of like a big junk drawer, if you will, where a lot of things can fit in there. And so over time, you get to the point where your mobility decreases till it gets to the situation where you'll see usually elderly people, they don't gait anymore. Gait as in G-A-I-T, as in able to have free movement
of their leg from their hip joint, and they start to just shuffle, you know, like drag their feet on the ground in a very small range of motion. And so at that point, you know, maybe they go in to get an x-ray, and maybe their physician suspects osteoporosis or what it might, or arthritis, or any of the types of names of classification of diseases they have in their little book of tricks. and so when they get these x-rays back, or this analysis, they're told that they have bone on bone, and it comes from aging. Now, if that were true, and I've had these situations where I've had clients where we have taken them through detoxing and cleansing, which dissolves through a chemistry, will actually dissolve these calcium deposits to the point where within weeks, they can gait again. So if that was not the case, then, you know, maybe they would be onto something, and maybe it would be correct that they're talking about a disease, but they're not. So in that example, what I'm wanting to point out is, what is the root cause? And a big part of the root cause was mineral deficiency that created a consequence that set somebody up where at the end, they're elderly, typically, and they're dealing with a consequence of deficiency. And on that note, just last week, I had a client in my office, and she was very concerned and came to me because she went to go see her eye doctor, and the eye doctor was very concerned because the pressure, what she was told was that the pressure in both of her eyes was so dangerously high that they, well, I don't know if they told her she was going to go blind. I mean, they basically told her that if this isn't relieved, that she was going to go blind. So she was very concerned, called the office, came in, booked an appointment. We did some scans. We actually directly scanned her eyes, left eye and right eye, and we were able to see really, really clearly what was going on and what was creating that situation. And I'll tell you, I gave her some natural things to do. I gave her an assignment with a color lamp, to take the color lamp home, use certain color schedules, and to look into the color lamp, you know, twice a day for 6 to 8 minutes. I gave her some eye exercises to do, just gave her a couple of natural remedies, some natural eye drops to use. And it wasn't very much time, maybe within a week, she went back to the eye doctor, and then all of a sudden she got a completely different diagnosis, I guess. And they said her eyes were healthy and that she just had cataracts. And so it's very easy to see on our scanning system that cataracts is directly related to toxicity. And toxicity does include certain microbial, certain microbial infections. And so her scan tests actually show this. When we looked at what was causing these issues with the eyes, it just kept coming back, different toxic elements, you know, this bacterial infection, this pesticide buildup. It just kept coming back, and in a nutshell, it was just toxicity, toxicity, toxicity. So she can choose to go in and do a surgery for this, or she can, which isn't going to fix the toxicity. but it certainly puts you at a risk for things happening with your vision and your eyes in the future. So the root cause would be moving into a detox process, and not moving into that process and just doing a surgery doesn't alleviate or eliminate the root cause behind why all of this is happening in the first place. So I will inform my clients of these things and let them pick. I don't pick for people. It's their bodies. It's their universe. It's their relationship. It's their decision. So another example that I will share is oftentimes the class of drugs used for osteoporosis. And again, osteoporosis is just a fancy word. It's not a disease. It's a fancy word for a chronic, long-standing malnutrition in the body. But anyways, the class of drugs that they offer to people who have osteoporosis typically takes this action. You have osteoblasts, certain specialized cells that build bone, and you have osteoclasts, class as in C as in cat. And those are the specialized cells in the body that tear bone down. And we need both of those. And you really want a rhythm or a dance where the osteoblasts and the osteoclasts are in sync with one another. So when bone cells are born, if you will, they're created, they live out their life, and then they die, and then those cells have to be cleared away, we need to have this balance between new cells coming in or being created when the old cells die. When the old cells die, we need to have a cleanup crew. And that's a lot of what the osteoclasts do. So what do these classes of drugs or class of drugs, especially the first ones that came out, do when you take them? They actually cause your osteoblasts to go into overdrive and become very, very active. Well, guess what that creates? A real big problem. Because if you have weakened bone matrix, which if you have osteoporosis, that's exactly what you have. If you look on a high-powered microscope, your bones are going to look like a dry sponge, which means they're weak to begin with. And you start activating the osteoblasts and they start building a lot of new bone, becoming overactive and building on top of a very weak structure. What's going to happen? The bottom's going to fall out. That's what's going to happen. So once again, these are three examples of not dealing with the root cause and of these things causing more trouble in the long term, in the long end. So it may seem as if there's some kind of a correction and a fix, but the only thing that's happening is that these pharmaceuticals are actually causing more damage in the long run. But people don't realize that this is going on because when they have more damage that happens in the long run, they may start taking a medication and a year later, maybe some test results are showing something that they feel is positive and in their favor. And then a year later, the bottom falls out from under them. They're told that that happens because, well, you know, the most common thing that they like to always say, well, you're old, you're elderly, this is just what happens. We need to be willing and brave enough to take back our power. Blaming an illness or believing the doctor is the only one with the ability to assist you is the opposite of where you need to go in your thinking. We need to stop blaming an external cause and start looking and engaging with what is within our control. You really are not at the mercy of other things. All dis-ease comes from within. So stop looking outside of yourself and putting blame there. Well, how do you do that? My advice is to start to listen to your heart and not your mind. You need to make a conscious choice to go inward and connect to your heart, which is the bridge to universal knowledge. People these days are overwhelmed with health problems. All you got to do to learn that is go work in a hospital. You'll figure that out real quick. And so just common sense dictates that if you want things to be different, you have to start thinking differently and doing differently. I mean, it's the only option. if you do not wish for your future experience to be plagued with living in a body that experiences pain, limitation, sickness. And I'll share with you a little quick exercise that that I do with myself and that I teach my clients to do. And I used to do this, give this exercise out all the time when I was doing readings with people. And it's a very simple exercise. And it just kind of came to me one day, very common sense. I didn't read this in a book. I didn't learn this. It's really doing these readings that I did for 17 years is, it just kind of came to me one day. And the technique I use is just talking to the body. And so what is this whole series about? It's called Body Talk. So we're going to be talking about all these different methods to communicate with our bodies and how our bodies communicate with us. So it might sound something like this. I don't have an exact script, but I will close my eyes and lie down, or I will do this with a client and talk them through it. And the scripts is something like, hello, body, or hello, fill in the blank. If it's a certain organ system you're having a problem with, like a breast or a kidney or a heart, you can just say, hello, heart, or hello, ovaries, or whatever it might be. Hello, prostate. I am with you. You have my full attention. I thank you for all that you do. I love you. I would like to know if there is anything I need to know or need to do to provide you with the support you need for optimum health. I will now sit in silence with you and listen to whatever you as in the organ, would like to share. And then I usually repeat again, thank you, I love you. Well, I'll tell you how helpful that has been. Out of almost everything that I've ever discussed or taught or learned or lectured about, this is probably the most powerful thing of all things that I've ever shared with clients. And I have to run off here to a quick break. And when I come back, I will pick up here where we left off. So sit tight and I'll be right back.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
world-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
This is Nicola Burnett coming back from our quick break. And Looking for Healing Radio is on 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. You can catch Dr. Brian Artis on Mondays, myself, Nicola Burnett, on Tuesdays, Dr. Henry Ely on Wednesdays, and Dr. Jana Schmidt on Thursdays. And on Fridays, you get the whole gang of us. So between my co-hosts and I, you can find a new show every day of the week. And if while you're listening, a question pops into your mind, please feel free to submit your question by going to the nav bar on the Looking for Healing page. We would love to hear from you, and all questions and comments are welcome. And for those of you who are maybe are unaware, our Friday show is really the opportunity where the four of us have a chance to look at those questions and start answering some of those. So that's mainly what the Friday show is about. Okay, let's move back to where I left off. I was talking about the script. I had read off a little script. I ended the last segment with reading off a little script. And that's what I used to do in these medical intuitive life readings that I did for quite some time. And it's a script where you just speak to your body. And it could be your whole body, or you could be just addressing a certain body part. That client that I was speaking of earlier in the show, who was having issues with her eyes and was told that she was going to go blind. This is also one of the exercises that I told her to work with. It's just to sit down, take a few breaths, clear her mind, clear her space, and use the breath to work to do that. And then start that dialogue with the body. And in her case, I told her instead of hello body, it was hello eyes. And then moving on with that script. And I will tell you, this is the first go-to that I give all clients and that I do myself, is to go to this script when you just dialogue with the body. And you might have to do it once, you may have to do it twice, but really, or maybe you get an answer the first time you do this. I find that the more sincere you are and the more committed to the practice, you can't just rattle this off. You really need to want to connect with your body. It needs to come from a sincere, heartfelt place. And if you do this, I promise you, your body or that body part will speak back to you. I have sat in silence and I have heard words that my body has told me of things I've never heard of. It might be the name of a product, and it's a product I'm not familiar with. I've never used and I don't know of. And I'll just hear a word and then I'll go to the computer and I'll type in the word and I'll find out that it's some Chinese medicine product that, again, I'm not familiar with or I've never heard of. And then I go to do some study and some reading on it. And I was like, wow, this sounds exactly like what I need to deal with this issue that I'm having. That has happened to me many, many, many times. So this does work. So moving on, another principle to consider. Knowledge is not enough to change. It takes conviction. The capacity to heal needs to be nurtured. It needs to be fostered. It needs to be developed. It needs to be increased. needs to be a practice that you increase in your life. And after you receive insight, there must be commitment to practice. You know, beneficial results come because you have begun the process of accepting responsibility for your own health. Nothing is curable if we delegate authority to somebody else to fix it for us. We can try to do that within any aspect of our life, but at the end of the day, it really comes down to us doing the work. And that's not to say we don't need to go to someone to teach us how to care for ourselves. You know, natural medicine is something we are not familiar with. It's something we're not taught. It's something we're not shown. So it is something that we need to learn from somebody else. And by the way, the true translation of the word doctor is teacher. So we need to learn how to do these things. But ultimately, at the end of the day, we have to put those teachings into practice and do it ourselves. So I can teach a client how to do a liver cleanse, but I can't do the liver cleanse for them, which I know is obvious. But sometimes I'll tell you, I'm having these discussions and just talking about these foundational understandings of natural healthcare, because I have found that the clients that I work with, which is just lots of people from the general public, is not aware of these basic foundational understandings. They're not. They walk in the door and severely lack these understandings. And so before we get into more of this body talk, and that includes us talking to the body and the body talking to us and really helping everybody to understand the language of the body, we need to go over these foundational principles. So these are basic understandings or foundational beliefs or belief systems we must be willing to accept and work with when we're moving forward with natural healing. Because if we don't, natural healing will not work. It will just be resisting and going against the grain of natural healing if we're not willing to participate with these foundational understandings. So with the laying of these foundations, these foundational understandings, we can start to move forward with some practical understandings of how the body is interconnected within itself and speaks to itself and amongst itself. It's language, if you will, hence body talk. Each organ in the body has a specific muscle that acts as its reflex point. And reflex comes from the Latin word reflexus, meaning reflection. The word was introduced in biology by an English neurologist who fashioned the word because he thought of muscles as reflecting a stimulus, very similar to how a wall reflects a ball when you throw the ball against the wall. So he was describing an automatic response of a muscle or several muscles to a stimulus that excites a sensory nerve. So an example of this or a use of this is through applied kinesiology. So when we speak to the body through applied kinesiology, it's also commonly referred to as muscle testing. We are simply making use of the body's own organizational system to gain information on what is going on in that body. And this can work because various muscles are linked to particular organs and glands. And specific muscle weakness or muscle strength can signal distant internal problems or issues or that there isn't a problem or issue in that area, depending on usually the muscle weakness is what indicates that there's an issue. And when there is not muscle weakness, when the person remains very strong when you're doing muscle testing, then that's an indication that there isn't actually an issue. So it's one form of body talk that is extremely common amongst many holistic healthcare providers. And it's funny, behind the scenes, I realized as I was working this into the topic of what we're talking about, I realized that a lot of times when we as in the healing homies are chatting, when we are doing our live broadcasts or before or after, a lot of times there's a question that'll be tossed around depending on what we're discussing and depending on what the topic is. And that question is, what'd you get when you muscle tested it? So that's always a question that is always tossed around amongst the four of us. And if you're interested in learning more about applied kinesiology, you can look into the ICAK, which is the International College of Applied Kinesiology, which was founded, I think, in 1972-73. It has chapters worldwide, and you can become certified through the organization. I think it involves like 300 hours of instruction and some testing. Another aspect of body talk, I can describe from the questions I ask on paperwork. So obviously, as all practitioners do, before you go in to see a healthcare practitioner, there is a lot of paperwork that needs to be filled out. And in this paperwork, we're trying to get an understanding, obviously, of somebody's health history, their past, what's gone on, what they currently do, their health practices. And a lot of my clients will mention to me how long the forms were to fill out, meaning, you know, there's a lot of questions, it took a lot of time. We inform clients when they book that they need a minimum of 30 minutes to fill out all of the forms. And a lot of times I get questioned like, why are you asking me about this? And why does it ask about that? So there's questions like, how was your mother's pregnancy? You know, did your mom have any difficulties during pregnancy, either being pregnant or during the process of birth? And so if there is problems with the mother's pregnancy or problems at birth, a lot of times the issues are related to the mother being malnourished. So that's a big part of it. Dental issues. I'm always asking about different things about dental issues, about cavities and mercury in the mouth and whether they've had root canals. So when I'm looking at that, that's indicating possibly a source of metal poisoning or really just a source of toxicity coming into the body all the time, because there are no dental materials that are used that are not toxic to biology. So, and I'll ask questions about what do they consider healthy or unhealthy? And in that question, I will get a glimpse into their belief systems, and their belief systems will point to their conditioning and programming, which can really be a great indicator of health. Maybe I will ask a question about their sex drive. And sex drive is directly related to the toxic load and lack of nutrition in the body. And then I might ask a question about, have them rate their perceived stress. And if they have their stress high, sometimes that can indicate that they spend more time in their head than in their heart. So, and I'm also looking at when a client comes in the room and I'm meeting a client for the first time, and I can't turn this off. I've been doing this for decades. Even when I'm just looking at somebody like the bank teller at the bank, I might be looking at the whites of their eyes, the texture of their hair, the quality of their skin. Like, you know, do they have brown spots in the backs of the hands? Is the skin very crepey? The shapes of the nails. So that can tell a lot of things. If they're a spoon-shaped nail, it can mean that they're anemic. If they've got something like white dots on the nails, that can indicate heavy losses of zinc and calcium in the body. I'll look at their posture, how they sit, how they stand. That can tell a lot of things about the health of somebody. If somebody's very bow-legged, that typically indicates they have stress or toxicity or problems in the kidneys. If I'm talking to somebody and I notice that they sigh a lot, sighing is an indication of gallbladder issues. I might look to see if they have kind of crusty formations in the corner of their mouth, if they have bad breath, if their teeth are yellowing, if they have a nose that's always red or a nose that bends to the left. All those are indications of things going on in the different organs in the body. Hence, coming back to the title of Body Talk again. If we see redness, chronic redness in the whites of the eyes, all of these things are indicating health issues in the body. And this is how the body talks to us. So we are right about at that time where we're out of time. So we're going to continue on with this series of Body Talk. And I'm going to spend a lot more time starting to get into all these little nuances, like I just mentioned, and what they indicate or what they possibly mean or what the body is trying to communicate or share with us. So for now, I have to say goodbye. And I so thank you for spending the hour with me. And I hope you are really feeling inspired and educated and hopeful that no matter what you may be dealing with from a health perspective, there's always a natural solution that may completely remedy and/or significantly improve your issue. So that's the message I'm hoping to convey through these discussions of natural healing. And if you'd like to learn more, I invite the listening audience to visit our website at www.backtobalancelv as in Las Vegas, to find out more about what we do at the center. Until then, blessings and abundance with your health and your life. This is Nicola Burnett signing off from Looking for Healing Radio.